Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
All right, we've got a couple of minutes left here to do something superficial and BS for a couple of seconds. You guys want to use the phones here, 1-855-BURT-SHOW. If you have ever been stopped mid-sentence by somebody that has said, you know that's not the way you pronounce that word, right? And they look at you like, you're crazy, all right? And you had gone years and years and years using that word, and now as an adult, you're shattered because that's not really the word. At all, 1-855-BURT-SHOW. For me, years ago, it was when I was corrected. I thought it was wheelbarrow.
Like a whiskey barrel?
No, wheelbarrow, and it's wheelbarrow.
That's what I'm saying. Instead of the barrow, you thought it was a barrel.
Barrel,
like a,
yeah.
Yeah, like a whiskey barrel.
So somebody stopped me, and they're like, and I'm like, you're an idiot. Wheelbarrow. And it's not. So there was
wheelbarrow. There you go.
Wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Still gets me confused. So Abby has a new podcast with quote unquote the youth group of The Burt Show. And this one came up in mid recording and it literally was the funniest thing I had heard all week.
Really?
Oh my God. Yes.
That's such a compliment to Mikey. So we were recording our new podcast that we call Personality Hires. And it's basically just an opportunity for us to talk about, you know, all like the water cooler chat that you would typically hear in like your company break room. And I can't remember what we were specifically talking about, something to do with Christmas. And Mikey all of a sudden talks about putting ornaments on the Christmas tree. And I think it was Jackson that turns to him and goes, sorry, did you say ornaments? And he goes, yeah, like ornaments. Like you put ornaments on the Christmas tree.
He was using a D instead of an N.
I was like, are you congested? Like, why does it sound like, like you need to blow your nose? And he's like, no, it's ornaments. And we're like, are you getting it mixed with ordinance? Like a sound ordinance? And he goes, no. So he's been saying ornaments his entire life. And we got to educate him.
This man is in his 20s.
Yeah.
This is a 23-year-old man. Alpharetta Public Schools needs to.
I think this is a Mikey thing. I don't think you can put it on a whole district.
Ornaments. That's a bless your heart moment.
Oh, my God. And the way they buried him was beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. We just went in on him because we couldn't believe. He said it with his full chest, too. Like, he didn't even hesitate. He's like, oh, wait, you know, you're right. No, he was like, no, it's ornaments.
I think I used to say craft of wine also.
Oh, instead of craft?
Uh-huh. I thought it was a craft. And on the air, I remember Jack Diamond correcting me and me feeling like so small.
Oh, no.
I was in my mid-30s before my husband corrected me. And it's sad because I lived in the state. I always say Massachusetts. Mm. And it's Massachusetts with a T, but yeah. It will forever be Massachusetts.
Somebody called me out on the Burt Show years ago because I just chalked it up to like vernacular and just like, you know, what region you were born and raised in. But people say crayons, like, you know, Crayola crayons, but I always call them crayons.
Like a crown?
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, hand me that red crayon over there. And there was somebody on the show that was like, you're an idiot, and it's pronounced crayon. It's not crayon.
Paul, do you remember?
Like the Hermione from Harry Potter.
Paul, do you remember the exact time and place that you were corrected and you're like, what? It's pronounced what?
Actually, I was in the store. And she looked, she was like double take, like when I said it, she was like, huh? And then I reset it again. And then she's like, that's not how it's pronounced.
What was it?
And so it's sherbet, but I pronounce it sherbet.
Sherbet. So like the ice cream. Like the cold sherbet. And like a lot of people say sherbet.
I say sherbet. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sherbert.
Yeah, I put that R in there, my man. I put that R in there, dog.
Yeah, no, you're good.
We're gonna let you pass.
David, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hello, how you doing?
All right, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Okay, the word that you hacked for years.
Apparently, I've been hacking the word sword. I found out it's pronounced sword. I guess the they pronounce the W a lot in there.
Nah.
No W.
Nah, who told you that? Someone's messing with you.
Yeah. Who pronounces it sword?
Yeah, it's sword, dude.
It's a sword.
Someone's messing with you.
Everybody keeps saying sword.
Yeah, well, you're hanging out with a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, they probably say salmon, too.
Yeah, you're the only smart one in your group. It's sword, man.
I appreciate that.
You're good.
All right, we go.
Yeah, Wu-Tang Clan says sword a lot.
Well, no, you can pull it up right now, and it's S-O-R-D is how you pronounce it. It's sword, not sword. Yeah.
But so he said sword, and everybody around him's like, hey, let's mess with him.
Gaslighting him.
No, he's just the smart one in his friend group.
Yeah, right. Good morning, Natasha. You are on the Burt Show.
Hi. So this is actually my husband. For 38 years, he pronounced the word hyena as hyena.
Hyena!
Put an extra H in there. Hyena!
He was saying it one day, and I thought it was a joke. I'm like, why do you keep saying it like that? And he was like, wait, how do you say it? And I thought, it's hyena. And he was like, oh, you know, because they laugh, like, ha, ha, ha. So he was like, hyena. And I'm like, no. That's
wrong. Bert, do you mind if I call you out on one?
Is it one that I continually use? Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah. So there is a type of dog that a dog breed that you will say, and you all can weigh in.
Describe the breed.
I know where you're going with this.
And I'll try to butcher it the way I normally do.
What kind of dog is Taco Bell's mascot? Oh.
A Chihuahua?
A Chihuahua.
Uh-huh.
It's a Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
What's the difference between what you're saying?
You're going Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
No, Chihuahua. It's Chihuahua.
He's just consistently in awe of those small little creatures. You're always like Chihuahua.
That is nitpicking right there.
Abby, we talked to Nellie Sugery, the dating expert, earlier this morning. Uh-huh. And I didn't say anything when it happened, but Abby had a word that she said wrong.
Okay. Ooh, you're dumb.
You said...
That's so mean.
Is that a gamut? You said gambit.
Gambit, like the queen's gambit.
No, but you said, in the way you said it, it should have been gamut.
Gamut?
Run the gamut?
Run the gamut. You said run the gambit.
Gambit.
Well, at least you used a real word.
Yeah, that's
You're not that dumb.
That's an SAT word, Tommy. At least I tried.
Yeah, well, you got that SAT question wrong.
The one that drives me crazy every year is... It'll happen again this year. It's Valentine's.
Oh, it's with an A.
Come on, man.
And Wimbledon. With a D, people, and there's no T in it.
Remind me who Seamus was.
Seamus.
Who was Seamus?
What was that joke?
Yeah,
because it was a dog named Seamus. But the way it's spelled, I thought they named the dog Seamus.
The Irish really did get the pronunciation on that wrong.
You know what? Dumb people, welcome here. You know, door's always open. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.